Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Family. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. I have just read from the New King James Version. Larry had been searching for a better job for months, hoping to move forward in his career. Though qualified and experienced as an IT specialist, the right opportunity always seemed just out of reach. His brother, deeply moved by his situation, kept an eye out for any openings in his own company. Then one day news came, a position had opened up in the IT department. Knowing how competitive the spot would be, Larry's brother took a bold step. He requested a meeting with the company's director, despite not being one of the senior staff. With courage and conviction, he stood up for his brother's competence and character. His boldness paid off. Larry got the job, and it turned out to be the breakthrough he had been praying for. We often go above and beyond to support our earthly family, and rightly so. But how often do we extend that same passion and effort toward our spiritual family? Many believers forget that what binds us in Christ is stronger than DNA. When we're born again, we are born into God's eternal family. These are not merely fellow churchgoers. They are brothers and sisters joined to us through the blood of Jesus. Walking in this consciousness unlocks spiritual favor and divine alignment. Many miss out on the fullness of the Father's grace simply because they neglect His other children. Those who love the Father must also love the family. Go into today with a renewed awareness of your place in the household of faith. Look for ways to do good, not just when it's convenient, but especially when it's costly, because that's the love that reflects your true identity. Prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for making me a member of your family. Please help me recognize my brothers and sisters in the faith and empower me to serve them with genuine love. Let my life reflect your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 48 to 50. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 48 to 50.
Psalm 48, a song of the sons of Korah.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth. Like the heights of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end.
Psalm 49 for the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm.
Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come? When wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a sufficient ransom. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough so that someone should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. Human beings, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their saying. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death would be their shepherd, but the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases, for they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live, they count themselves blessed, and people praise you when you prosper. They will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. Human beings who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish.
Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph.
The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see thieves, you join with them. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. But I now arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue. Those who sacrifice thank offerings honor me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional, and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.